Hey, bats, kiddos, Joker here, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special episode of the BCP. I'm excited for this one, Biz Brother. Very long overdue, but as wrestling is coming back, it's getting a little bit warmer, right? The world's just getting a little bit safer. I'm so happy to welcome a good friend of ours. You've seen TCW, BCW, a staple all over the independent Northeast wrestling scene and beyond. He is the current ICW Northeast champion, the Cyborg Assassin himself, Mr. Rick Recon. Oh, there it is.
Ah, there it is. I like it.
Nicely done. How are you, Mr. Recon? Thanks for coming.
How are you, brother?
I'm doing fantastic, honestly. And, man, I missed defending this thing. Man, I'm not going to lie. It's been sitting on my shelf a little too long. That's why I grabbed it. So let's bust it out.
It looks good on you, man. And it's funny you mentioned that, because a lot of these title reigns you see nowadays are like super long because of everything going on. But you know, you're a fighting champion. Like, are you itching to defend these belts right now? Like, what are you feeling inside right now?
Yeah, I'm like, let's go, man. Like that. That's what they're for. I won it in November of 2019. Still have it. And I defended against Simon Gotch, and the guy is like top level.
Yeah.
Top level. NXT the guy can go. I mean, I don't know too many guys that can legitimately out wrestle a guy like that. So that guy really helped me elevate my game. And when the pandemic happened and there was no shows, I still had access to a ring.
Oh, really?
Close, but I had access to a buddy of mine. He had a private gym and a ring. And I made use of it. So, you know, when I defend this again at Immortal, it's not going to be the same Rick Recon. Like, I'm a totally different person inside and out of the ring. I'm a totally different person. So that's why I'm like, let's go. Got to defend this. Let's do this. So, I mean, you guys have been a Titan. You've seen what I do. And every time I get out there, I try to do something different, or I try to bring something else and continue to evolve. I can't stand the idea of being stale and okay, I know what he's doing. I know what he's going to do. Like, I'm not that kind of guy. You know, I'm not a cookie cutter guy. Yeah. I'm a let's be different guy.
Absolutely, man. And you've always stood out to me, man. I think about your matches. Steve Mack, one of Joe Gacy's final matches was with you, man. Like, that's crazy. And you've been stealing the show, man. You got a great look. You kill it in ring. One of the best cutters, in my opinion, out there on the indies right now, man. So really, really good stuff. You talk about having that ring, you know, having that advantage. You know, a lot of the people we talk to during quarantine or after, you know, the beginnings of the pandemic, they said their bodies started to feel calcified. They started to feel stiff. Like, it was really hard for them to get back into action. Like, did you feel you had an advantage coming back in?
I did. But honestly, there's a lot of guys, even now, when gyms started reopening again, I would say probably there was a lot of guys, no particular guys. Like, I'm not going to name anything. There's some guys that were in my area that you had access to a gym. Now that shows are being announced, now all of a sudden you want to get on the shows or try to go train. 9 months, almost a year is with us. You're not ready to find physically, you haven't been in a gym. you got to do that too. I absolutely had an edge. I took advantage of it. Anyone that has an edge like that is going to take advantage of it. You know, opportunity. I took it.
It's like a lot of people we talk to on the show, they say stay ready because you never know whether it is going to be a show, whether it is going to be a title opportunity, whether you do get that call. To a lot of our friends, we've seen it. AEW Dark, man, I'm so thankful for the opportunities Mr. Rhodes and Mr. Tony Khan are giving a lot of our friends, giving them work during this pandemic because a lot of the world shut down, man. It's very cool to see. And Mr. Recon, I wanted to ask you, you know, I'm sure you've noticed that they've had their eyes on the Northeast. We've seen some people being signed. We've seen some people being signed to NXT even, but more specifically, AEW Dark has featured a lot of our friends that we've had on the show, man. Have you ever thought about maybe, hey, man, I hope Tony Khan hits me up, or is that kind of like a bucket list thing? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, no, it's, listen, there's a lot of guys. Let's be honest. Like, there's a lot of guys that, and especially after last night's couple of little blips there on the pay-per-view that they had, you can put up any status that you want about this and should have done that. But guess what? If they come calling for that contract, you're going to sign it. You're going to sign it. So don't play. So obviously, yes. If they come calling, I'm certainly going to entertain. Absolutely. Because not only that, I generally feel that what I do is a lot different than what a lot of their matches are. Let's call a spade a spade. It's a spot fest mostly. That's not hating on that. They have their brand. They do what they do, and that's what they've chosen to do. That's their niche. Let them run with it. But if you have a guy that does a lot different than what's the norm, he tends to stand out. So to me, I feel I would stand out in AEW for multiple reasons. So, and no, I'm sure somebody's probably sitting there going, wow, he's a cocky son of a bitch. I'm just right. And they don't like it, and that's fine. But I feel that I would kill it at MLW, NWA, New Japan Strong, any of these that are starting to really run shows and running them properly. Absolutely, I could hang and I could go. I have that confidence that I can what I can bring to the table.
Absolutely, as we've seen at Titan and on the Indies, you know, day in and day out, week in and week out, man, that's really good to hear. And, you know, we talk about obviously AEW and AEW Dark, we talk about opportunity. Say, you know, you do get that tap on the shoulder, which I'm sure you will one day, man. I'm so glad to see the opportunity. Is it the Rey Phoenixes? Is it the Omegas? Like, who would be the one you would want to get in the ring with? You know, we see a lot of Janela on Dark.
Yeah, like, what are some of your dream matches right now?
I would probably wish this would be interesting. So I don't know if they would actually book it because I would like to get in the ring with Kenny Omega because, you know, he was running kind of the Terminator gimmick and when he was their champ. And a lot of what I do is also inspired by Terminator as well. But he's kind of like evolved from that, kind of really gotten into like the cleaner. But that would be an interesting guy. Probably more so would actually be John Moxley. The guy can go and he can, like, it's just good matching.
So you mentioned that you're inspired by the Terminator. Terminator 2 is my personal favorite movie. What are some of your favorite movies?
You got some points on that already, man. That's up there.
Because I get some people that like the first Terminator better. I'm like, okay, you know, I get it. I'm a big horror guy too, so I understand that. But I mean, Terminator 2 is like a perfect
movie. One of the best, so.
Yeah, it's a movie I could watch on loop pretty much, and it's as good as that. It's as good the first time, thousandth time as the first time. Trust me, I love that movie. That was a lot of inspiration for me because I love that movie. Like I watched it when I was like 9 or 10, and it was funny. Bob Evans had said, he goes, listen, but your gimmick should be something that you'd want to watch when you were 10, or like you thought was cool when you were 10 years old. Like, take inspiration from that. And I'm like, oh, okay, so Terminator.
Nice, that's awesome, bro.
That's really, really cool, man. And I want to talk about the gear a little bit, man. You talk about obviously the origin, the genesis of Rick Recon, the Terminator influence, man. We always talk wrestling fashion with our good friend, Chef the Queen of NE on Twitter. We always hashtag wrestling fashion, man. You got some good gear, man. Tell us about the gear a little bit.
The gear, I don't know. I always liked long tights personally. I felt that you could put more material, but you could put more on long tights. And to be fully honest, it's a pain in the ass to continue to shave my legs all the time. So that's a no. Like, dude, I'm a tight. Listen, there's a couple guys like one of my friends, Eric Jaden, is like, dude, I'm gonna get you into trunks. And I said, don't hold your breath though, because you'll suffocate. It's not gonna happen. But a lot of like, you should, when you have gear, like it should reflect your gimmick. Like I shouldn't have to sit there through a whole match and think like, all right, what's he trying to put across here with what he's wearing? So I always wanted to, the second that you come out, you get it, you know? And again, a lot of, for me, and their gear is phenomenal. Like there's such dope gear, and a lot of that's where that came from. So I always liked the long. I always wanted to have like metal or armor or any of that shit on it. So I always liked stuff like that. And lately, a lot of the designs that I've been doing or that are on my gear, I just like my latest pair of gear. I actually haven't even worn on a show yet. I designed them myself. Because I was like, I could do this. I just drew them out and sent it to the lady, and she said, oh, this is great. I can work with this. So, you know, anybody needs some gear design, I might be able to do some simple stuff for you.
He does it all, man. That's awesome, bro. And, I, you know, just to take it back a little bit, man, are you a New England guy? Is that right?
I put New England based wrestler because I'm right in upstate New York. So okay. I'm like right next to New England. So it's just easier to use that. Cause I go in New England a lot. And then obviously I've been expanding in Jersey a lot. So
I got you, bro. Well, I guess the real question is, are you a Bills guy or are you a Patriots guy? That's the real question.
I'll root for anybody against the Patriots.
Which
I don't care. Yeah. I am not a Patriots guy. Like, fuck them. And you know what? Listen, I don't even really like Tom Brady all that much, but you can clearly tell that he was the glue that held them together. Cause he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go to Tampa and take a shit show team and take him to the Super Bowl and win. So he did it. Yeah. He did it. Like, you really can't take that away from him. Like, you know, as much as people say, oh, he's this, he's that, cheater this, cheater that. Yeah, but he still went to the Super Bowl with a really crap team, put them together. And, hey, like, let's say the Bucks were shit for, like, what, 2 decades? And then he went, hey, I'm going to cash in right at the end of my career, guys. And, well, there you go.
It's just like wrestling, man. You know, at the end of the day, he got the W by hook or crook or whatever.
It really is. See, people don't realize that. They don't realize that. They just don't. They don't understand that football, to an extent, football's a work too. I don't want to hear it. Like, certain things are worked, man. Like, certain things are worked, okay? When you got billions and billions of dollars riding on things, you want to have a little guarantee on certain things.
Yeah, I got
wink,
you.
Wink.
Yeah. Mr. Recon telling it like it is, man. I'm a Giants guy, man, so I am not a Patriots guy. So you can stay. So.
All right, yeah. Well, that's good. I can definitely respect that. I pulled for the Giants when they crapped all over the Patriots 16-0 season. That was fantastic. I loved it. And so that was just me personally.
My guy, that's awesome. And I did talk to the powers that be over at TCW, shameless promo. I am allowed to announce this information. I ran it by Charlie and Billy this morning. But Rick Recon will be in action this Saturday, TCW Free For All. Man, so I'm excited to see you in action there. Now, I will be on the call, man. Still get my feet wet. I appreciate the opportunity, man. You know, in ring, you tell your own story. But the commentators, they kind of, you know, narrate your story a little bit, man. What advice would you have for me, just in general, on commentary? Like, is there something that you prefer? Like, I'm very punny. I know people don't love that. Are you more like old school? Do you like the Mauro Ranallos, the Excaliburs, the Jim Rosses? Like, what do you prefer as a competitor?
As far as a competitor, to me, it's a mix of both. I feel if you're a little too serious, it's kind of like, all right, listen, if you're too serious and too dry on commentary, like I could just watch ESPN in the background, like have some animation with it. Wrestling is animated. Wrestling is probably the most entertaining form of entertainment that there is. Like, and a lot of people like won't agree to that. That's fine. I don't care. You're wrong, but that's fine. But that for me, I mean, my thing is mostly like on commentary is call the action. Definitely call the action. Have your own spin on it, your own flavor, your whatever. Put you into the commentary. Like, I'm not expecting like, you know, robots to narrate me or anything, but like, don't talk about fucking Pokemon Go while you're calling a fucking pro wrestling match.
Noted.
I've seen it. And I swear to God, if I was at that show, I would have ripped the fucking guy's head off. That's the only thing that'll piss me off is at least call the action. Please, God.
Good to know.
Other than that, I'm good. Like, do your own thing, guys. You guys are commentary. I've actually never done commentary. So it's something I wouldn't mind doing, like guest commentary on certain matches at some time just to try it. So like, so I am, can be a true Renaissance man of wrestling, but it's something that you guys do. You do it well. And just so keep on doing it. You know, everybody has their own brand of commentary, everything. If you sucked, you wouldn't be with Titan. So keep doing you. We appreciate it. Trust me, you make us sound better than we are half the time.
I appreciate it, man. It's certainly not about me. And I always want to get feedback, good or bad. So if you do rip my head off at the end of the night, I'll know I did a bad job. But, you know, I did want to ask you this, you know, what are your goals moving forward just in terms of the indie scene? You know, I see the title around the shoulder, you know, Riley calls them the shinies. She likes to collect the shinies. Not making any Pokemon references, I promise. But what, like, is that the goal to like collect championships? Is it to get into the tag game a little bit more? Is it to like have like these blockbuster main event matches? Is it the gimmick matches? Like, what are the indie goals specifically?
Elevate my main goal above any championships, even, you know, show stealing matches, show stealing main events, everything, which to me, if you're in the main event, you should be the best match on the card. That's why you're the main event. To me is being on that bigger platform to showcase what I can do and the brand and style of wrestling that I bring to professional wrestling, because there's a lot of good wrestlers. There's a lot of great wrestlers. Trust me, in this era form that the world can see, no one's going to know who you are. That's just you could be the best wrestler in the world, but if nobody knows, my goal, go higher. You know what I mean? NWA. Due to New Japan, and I'm not saying it's now easy. Okay, I'm an East Coast guy. It really isn't hard. So for me, I'm like, dude, that's the opportunity for there. That's the door to Japan, because you're going through them, and they'll go, okay, well, we're gonna need to bring in some gaijin into New Japan, into Japan. So we're gonna look at our own guys here in the States, bring them over. By the way, I do have a passport. It's active. So I'll travel, guys. UK, Germany, Japan, Mexico, Canada. I don't care. Open the damn country up and I'm ready to go. So that to me, that's my main goal. Yes. Gold. Tag game. Blockbuster main events. Bigger platform.
Love it, man. That's a great answer. Nooner.
You know, we talked about, you know, your inspiration with the Terminator. You know, what's we always like to hear about the origin story. You know, did you watch wrestling as a kid? Were you a fan growing up? And how did you get into this crazy world of wrestling?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of everybody has the same story of, oh, I watched it with my dad when I was 5 years old and I loved it. I don't have that story. I was 15, so I got into it late. Mostly because my mom thought that wrestling was terrible. She thought it was, oh, this is terrible. You shouldn't watch this. Yeah, this is violent, and there's too much TNA on my TV, and it wasn't TNA for TNA. So that's it wasn't exactly allowed in my house. You know, this isn't ripping on my mom, but man, I wanted to watch wrestling, but, you know, it was what it is. But I was about 15, and I was hanging out at my buddy's house, and he watched Raw every Monday. And I just turned it on, he put it on, and I was like, holy shit, this is cool. I said, like, what are they doing? Like, they're flying all, I don't even remember the match, honestly, 2005, 2006. I don't even remember. I think I want to say it was something with John Cena, and no, John Cena is not what inspired me to wrestle. But it was just the whole thing was great. So I got hooked on it, and then I started like sneaking watching SmackDown because it was on like public TV or whatever. Like it was one of the channels I got in. And I mean, I would go upstairs and like turn the TV on and keep the volume real low. I would like watch it. So I did that for a while, you know, and then I seen Undertaker. Dude, that was it, man. I mean, the first time he comes out, the gong goes off, chills, immediate. From that day till now, every time his entrance hits, goosebumps. Every single time, without fail. I've even tried to ignore it, and it still comes out. So I saw Undertaker, and I was like, this dude is the baddest dude on the planet. I don't care what anyone says. This guy is so cool. And, of course, he was in a program with Edge at the time. And of course, Edge at the time was playing such a chicken shit heel. And I was like, oh, I can't stand this asshole. Like, this guy is just not, he's such a douchebag. But then I'm like, yeah, but he's cool. He's got the cool t-shirts and shit. Like, he's a cool rock star. And, you know, I was like, yeah, I loved all that shit. I was like heavy into like heavy metal and all that other stuff. So that was cool to me. And it built to WrestleMania 24 to their main event. And I was like, dude, I'd love to be a wrestler. This would be great. There was no schools around. There was no way to get in at the time because, let's face it, the indies were a wasteland in 2008. I mean, really, they were a wasteland in 2008. So it was like years before like I even got like an opportunity to like go to a school. And I went to, I think it was like 2015. I went to like a seminar at House of Hardcore, Tommy Dreamer's place. They were considering taking me too, like as a student, like a full ride, like free scholarship type thing. And some other kid did a better promo and got in. And I don't know what happened to him. I don't think he went anywhere, but I was like, you know, damn it. It was right there. You had me, man. You had me, but it's all good. Then I found a school like about a year later, and yeah, the rest is history. So I've really only been doing it about 5 years at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Well, you're killing it, man. And speaking of which, you know, we saw you posting some stuff on social media, man. You know, I see you, you know, just tweeting about everything, man. I can tell you really care about the business. That's awesome. But we did see a small video clip that did catch our attention, someone who we're going to have on the show later this week. And that is none other than like multiple time in pro wrestling magic champion, Dark R champion. He's been the heavyweight champion there, BCW heavyweight champion. And of course, you know, we're talking about then, and I'm scared for this interview. I'm not going to lie, man, but he doesn't always play nice. Mr. Darius Carter, man. Have you guys squared up before, or is this just kind of anticipatory?
No, we haven't squared up in the ring, but he's kind of like cross paths because me and my squad that runs TW, we've kind of been a thorn in his side. So, and it was one show, and it was him, and it was Eric Jaden was going for the title. And 2 minutes into the match, breaks his forearm. He took a kick right to the fucking, and it broke. So he wrestles with basically one arm. And then, of course, Darius Carter kicks Nia Kennedy right in the fucking face. Like, I mean, boom, knocks her out. Like, and of course, this is the show. I'm not there because I think I was like in Ohio or Michigan or something wrestling, and I was on a road trip. And I'm like, of course, this is when I'm not there. Of course, so because if I was there, he wouldn't have been so willing to kick a woman in the face. But no, basically, it's I feel that I not only need to prove to myself that I can face a guy like Darius Carter, but to BCW because. I've been there for a good bit, and I've killed it. I have delivered every single time, but sometimes I feel like I'm a background character.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
And I'm tired of being a background character. I'm not a supporting cast type guy. I'm sorry. It's how it is. And I'm like, dude, no more background. No more way back here. Oh yeah, he's kind of there on the poster. Yeah, no, I want you to be in the forefront because I'm probably one of the only guys tied up in something else. Now, tournament, new title, Grand Dragon Champion. That sounds like it's made tailor-made for me, quite frankly. Okay. I'm going for that. But I'll tell you what, when I get that, when I win the tournament, have that other title, so then I can have two titles over my shoulders. Then we're going to have champion versus champion, me versus Darius Carter, because there's not a damn thing he can say that I'm not qualified, that I'm not the most qualified. I'm sorry, but you tend to pick guys that quite frankly, you know, are going to be there for a cup of coffee and leave and come back. I've been there. I've been challenging crickets from him. So that's just how it is. Like that's how I feel. So
very, very interesting. We will definitely bring that up when we speak with him on Thursday this week, man. And again, I hope he plays nice, man. We'll definitely relay that message.
He won't.
Yeah.
He won't.
So I hear.
He won't play nice. He never does.
So I hear. But you know, Mr. Recon, real quick, I want to be respectful of your time, and can we hit you with a few fan questions real quick?
Yeah, sure.
This is from our good friend, Mr. Joe Hale. He wanted to know, and he's a big Titan supporter. He wanted to know what it meant to you to fight with Joe Gacy in one of his last matches before he went to NXT.
I felt really, I was actually like, when they told me that it was going to be me and Gacy, my first reaction was, all right, awesome. This will be a great match. Then it kind of dawned on me like, oh shit, it's Joe Gacy. Like they could have gotten anybody else in the back to go against him, and you got me. You know, yeah. Did I come up short? Sure, that happens. You know, he's got a hell of a finish, hell of a cutter. I would know about those.
I was gonna say you do too.
Yep, I know. So like, I got caught with one myself. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like it was. I thought it was great, honestly. And to me, it was, we went in there not really knowing like who each other was. Like we've been on shows before, but we've never crossed paths in the ring. And you know, he was like, "Dude, I haven't been in the ring in months." And I said, "Let's just go see what happens." Ended up being a great fucking match. So to me, it was. Like again, that was another case of well, you went against a guy that you defined and did pretty damn well, kid. So I'm sitting there going, well, okay, I can be on that same level. So I'm basically just sitting there waiting for that shot.
Wow, man.
That's awesome, and I do remember that match. That was really cool. If I remember correctly, I think it like rained for like 2 seconds when you guys were doing the entrances, and everyone's getting ready. Was that that match?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. Really weird. Yes, that was, of course, and of course, like I know a few of this isn't really, again, this is, it happens in wrestling, but a few of the matches previously, they went pretty well over their respective time limits. So, and I'm like, you know.
Oh, you know, of course. Yeah, say no more. I'm putting the pieces together now. Yeah, I understand. But it was a great match. It really was.
It is what it is. It's okay. So, like I said, that's that was definitely me and him got to run that back in whatever platform.
Love it, man. Hey, maybe in NXT one day. We'll see. And there's new shows coming out. There's also Elevation coming out. Rumors of NXT doing some more stuff. And for me, that's just opportunity for you guys, man. Like people we've had on the show 1 year ago, 2 years ago, they're popping up. AEW, NXT. It's awesome to see, man. I'm not going to ask you, like, is it NXT? Is it AEW? You know, we kind of touched on AEW a little bit earlier, man. But what is the goal, man? And you can be politically correct here. Like, what is the ultimate goal? Because, like, some people, you know, surprise us. They go, oh, I want to open a school. You know, I want to make a living on the indies. You know, what is your ultimate goal here?
Well, I would say my ultimate goal, and again, wrestling is you go where opportunity is. And, you know, you might have
exactly.
It just might not be reality. Reality might come up and go, hey, you're gonna go here because this is what's open. This is the door that's open, and you might want to jump through the door before it gets shut. I would say my ultimate goal would be to compete and be featured in New Japan.
Nice.
Really? That's okay. A good answer. To me, New Japan Pro Wrestling, somebody's going to take this. It's wrong, but to me, it's the best. Like, I'm all for sports entertainment. I'm all for everyone else's brand of wrestling and what they like. That's fine. But pro wrestling wise, New Japan always delivers. Into the shit I do in the ring, and you can clearly see where it comes from. You can clearly see it comes from Japan, New Japan, all Japan, anything like that. That's just how it is. As far as like anywhere else, I mean, NXT is like, it's NXT. Like NXT, I just like how they, their product. I like how their storylines are general. Like, listen to me. I like the setup. To me, pro wrestling, like it should be a simple skeleton format and then we fill it in the ring. That's just how it is. To me, it just makes it more organic. If you end up like making everything where it's like, has to be this way, has to be this way, it feels very like overly produced. And I just like how NXT does their, as far as like underneath the WWE banner.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
Again, it's, and of course, I'm not shitting on WWE. It's just as from a fan's perspective or a worker's perspective, I like the NXT brand out of the three brands that they have. Personal opinion, you know. Don't crucify me.
No, we're big NXT.
We're big
NXT guys over here. Love NXT. Yeah, man. And it's like you can see, you know, NXT.
See the belt back,
yeah, man. The belt. We got the Johnny signs everywhere. Yes, we are marks, believe it or not. But yeah, man. NXT, yeah. I think we all are in a way, for sure. And that's a good thing. Yes. But, you know, but NXT does a really great job. You can see they bring a lot of different things to the table, a lot of opportunity, which are my favorite things. And sometimes you need to change with the times. And I think NXT specifically does a very, very good job of that, man. But Mr. Recon, this was awesome. Thanks for a few minutes of your time. I'm so excited to see you call your matches in the upcoming events, man. Anything you wanted to say to the fans right now that are thinking about coming to Titan or coming to see you in action or may just be having a hard time right now with the pandemic and everything?
As far as coming out to shows, please come out to shows. You know, if to me, Titan is probably one of the safest places as far as taking care of its fans and distancing properly, et cetera, et cetera. Never had a problem in the locker room. Never had a problem at any of the shows. Never had anything. To me, I feel that they showed a lot of promotions how to run during the pandemic. It was one of the first to do it and do it properly. So that's not changing. So come out to Titan. You will always deliver. There's never been a time that Titan hasn't delivered. Okay. Ever. Here's good matches, great matches, phenomenal matches. Like it, we always deliver. So as far as the fans love you, we need you. Straight up. We don't do, there's no point in doing this in an empty arena. I understand there's closed sets, tapings. That's a little different. But when it comes to like outdoor events, actual live events, come out to a show. There's no reason not to. Like, not a whole lot of entertainment going on now, guys. Okay, so that's the way to do it. And as far as the pandemic is going, there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's not going to go on forever. It's not going to go on forever. Okay, humanity has gone through pandemics before and had zero science involved at all, and we've survived, so we'll be fine. It's okay. We'll get through it.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. I mean, there you go, man. A little words of encouragement.
I like it.
Mr. Egon, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Thank you, man. But before we get out of here, man, we're always about the shameless promo, man. Tell everyone where they can follow you on socials, if you got any good shirts, 8x10s, all that good stuff.
As on social medias, Facebook's Rick Recon. I've got them at _Recon. Twitter above all things. Please go follow Twitter game, because it's something I put off for way too long. So Twitter is at Recon #1. Go follow. Just hit as far as merch, ProWrestlingTees.com is Rick Recon. I'm trying to have 8x10s and shirts for shows. Depends on intermissions. Again, we're still trying. There's the shameless plug, fellas.
I'm a man. We're all about it. But Mr. Econ, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Stay safe out there. I look forward to you seeing you Saturday, man. Continued success moving forward. All right, my man.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much. Like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're out. Peace.